Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. I'm excited to share with you that ABQ Connect is now brought to you by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. And our first guest today is Carlos Griego. He is the owner of Bosky Plumbing and Heating. Carlos, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to thank you. You've been a longtime supporter of programming here at KNKT. I understand that things are going well with Bosky, and we so much appreciate you supporting the ministry here and all that we're doing. And I'm excited to talk to you a little bit about your own background, both in business and in your faith background. So, Carlos, tell us a little bit about your own background in the construction trades and where you come from.
Great. Well, I grew up here in Albuquerque. I lived here my entire life. I started out in construction in 1998 and just kind of worked my way from there. From when I started in construction, I was digging trenches for $6 an hour, and that brought me to where I am today.
Hey, Carlos, how come we were all a lot skinnier when we were digging ditches when we were young?
I don't know what that is. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, you want to talk about a workout? I used to dig a few trenches and be a laborer on a construction site carrying sheetrock and doing all of that. And I'll tell you what, that is one way to stay in shape. But that's some hard, hard work, isn't it?
But you know what? It's all good work.
Yes.
And all work is honorable, right?
Amen. Amen to that. On previous
programs, humbles us and teaches us to appreciate.
That's right. And Carlos,
you
have obviously earned a reputation as a really good employee. Happen to know your former employer well, and he speaks very highly of you. And I know that you've been you care for people, and so the marriage of your background and hard work and your love for people has really kind of directed you into starting your business, hasn't it?
It really has, actually. Prior to starting Bosky, I was going to go full-blown into ministry. I was going to go to seminary and become a pastor. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, and what kind of directed you to stay in construction?
So I had a good friend and a mentor at the time, and God took me through some trials, and I had about four or five deaths in my family, including my mother and father died within 6 months of each other. And I had to get up and do eulogies for these people. They asked me, after I did the eulogy for my mother and father, everyone in my family says, "Will you do this person's, and will you do this person's, and will you do this person's?" I was like, okay, I'll do it. And one of the things that I recognized is, when I got up and I talked to a room of people, there's a part of pastory that people don't understand. And most of your time is going to be spent with the sick and the brokenhearted. So it's not all in a pulpit. It's not all center stage. And when you're looking at a family that's broken over the loss of somebody they truly loved, that's something very hard to go home with every day.
Yes.
And I really had to think about if that's something that I could emotionally do. And so I just prayed about it, and I said, you know, God, just take me where you want to take me. And maybe one day, it still may be ministry. I'm still young. I got a couple years ahead of me. Or maybe one day it might just be evangelism. But having done that, I had to kind of rethink what I was doing in life. And one of the things I was doing in construction is I did a lot of training young men and taking young people from, you know, no background, no history, back to where I was when I was digging trenches. I didn't know anything. I didn't have any experience. And I really enjoyed being able to be a part of their growth and just being able to teach them some things that would take care of them the rest of their lives. And it gets back to teaching a man a fish rather than giving a man a fish. And that's that's what kind of gave me my passion to move forward and do the kind of things that I'm doing today. Does that make any sense there?
Oh, yeah. Carlos, tell us a little bit about, I know before you started Bosque Plumbing and Heating, Heating and Cooling, you actually do several things. I want to restate all the things that you do because the list is extensive. You really have tried to form your business to be kind of a one-stop shop for people, homeowners, commercial building owners. So you do heating and cooling, plumbing, roofing, and then also like flood restoration.
Correct. Yeah, so they all kind of work together. It's I actually knew this years ago. And the first person you call when you have a flood is a plumber. So when your house floods, the first person you call is the plumber. And then typically as a plumber, when I was a plumber, the customer would always ask, well, what do we do now? And I say, well, call your insurance. I'm not sure, you know. But then I started to learn maybe, 12 years ago, a little bit more about restoration. And I realized how they could work together with each other really well, because there was a lot of things I didn't understand about a flood that should be done. I just knew how to fix and stop the problem, but I didn't know any other underlying problems that you could run into. So, by the grace of God, when I started this company, my partner had been doing restoration for 20 years. Mm. And so him and I talked about that, and he did restoration, he did construction. I had some construction background because I originally started out as a trim carpenter, and then I got into digging trenches. But prior to that, I used to build staircases and do trim carpentry and hang doors and things like that. And when I was in trim carpentry, my mentor at the time said, we were on a job site, and if you ever done plumbing, plumbing construction means straight up and down.
Yes.
And I was working with a level, and I said, what is this on the level for? He says, it's for plumbing. And I said, for plumbing what? And he said, sewer lines. And I was all, but why is it a 16th, 8th, and a half? And he goes, that's the grade of a sewer line. So we got into a big conversation about plumbing, heating, and cooling. And he said, hey, if you ever really want to make a really good, consistent living, learn how to do plumbing, heating, and cooling. And I went into plumbing and heating and cooling from trim carpentry after that, and did that for like 18 years, I think. Mm. And that's what I did, and that's kind of what got me into plumbing, heating, and cooling. And then, I worked for a really great company in town. They were all great people. Everything was really good. And we grew a lot. When we started, we were a smaller company. And when we left, we were a really good-sized company. And I had a really... I don't know how to explain it. You've probably been through this in your life because you're only a couple years older than me, Jim.
I'm glad you said a couple.
that's my joke. But when God closes the door and he closed it and you're not ready for it to be closed, but God knows you're ready, and it was time to leave. It was time to move on. And it was kind of a heart-wrenching thing, but it was also one of those favorite parts of my life that I've been through as being a believer, that when God closes that door, he reminds you that you got to be 100% reliant on him and trust in him. And I had spent a lot of the years of my life working at that company where that trust and reliance on him wasn't as strong as it was 15 years ago before I started working there.
Hmm.
And so when I walked out the door, I really didn't have a plan. I had a small plan, but not a detailed plan. But it reminded me that God's going to provide for you. He has the plan for you. And guess what? You don't get to see what it is. You just got to have faith.
Carlos, what I hear
and
you...
For me, that was a big thing.
Yeah. What I hear you describing is that you were comfortable in the job that you kind of built up. And maybe you started feeling a little complacent. And when you felt God's call to leave and to go forward, you really had to trust him. So that is really a neat story. So tell us how Bosque Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration came to be.
so the company itself, I personally sat down and just wrote out some thoughts and what my passions in life, because they had changed quite a bit. Being in my mid-30s, I looked at life completely differently than I did when I was in my late 20s and early 30s. And, I thought about the things that I believed in and the things that I wanted to see a difference made in and how I could do that. So I wrote them all out, and a lot of those things were teaching people. And I think one of the biggest things that we lack in New Mexico is we have a lot of young people that don't have a lot of good role models. And I think part of it is that they look for, unfortunately, quick ways to make money or people that have flashy things, and they don't have really good role models. And I know that in our industry, we try to be good role models that, you know, hard work is rewarding. And if a company is willing to pay you good, you know, typically those young people will catch on to it. And that was just one part of the equation. But the other part was being able to get involved and give back and to do more for the community, inspire others through actions, and for us to do what we think is right and do what we know the best to do and what we're taught to do is to help those around us. Whether they deserve it or not, it makes no difference. And so writing all that out in our business plan and how we're going to do that and do it with a good balance, that's kind of why we started Waskia, was to help other people. And so to provide a good service at a reasonable rate, and then in those rare instances when people can't afford the service, to be able to have the say of, we're going to do it anyway because you should have this taken care of.
Well, Carlos, let me give a little personal testimony about my dealing with Bosque. I have elderly parents, and they live in a home out in Rio Rancho that was having some plumbing issues. I called you, and you were kind enough to get out there and take care of that, you know, right away. And it is different dealing with elderly people than it is maybe with a young person. And your staff and your crew was very kind, very professional, kept everything really clean, which I know was really appreciated by my mom. And you were able to take care of that situation, and I really didn't have to do much or even worry about it. And then I did the same thing with my sister. She had kind of an emergency in that we were having 100-degree temperatures last summer. And her air conditioning system went out. You guys went out and installed a new air conditioner for her in less than about 5 hours, and works perfectly to this day. So I know about, you know, you weren't out on those jobs, but I will say this as a compliment to you, your team really reflects the kindness and professionalism that I've seen in you. It kind of has trickled down. So strong work, my friend.
Well, thank you. And that's something that we focus a ton on is me and the team. We meet every week. And when we started Bosque, I mean, like I say, if you're not a believer, it's hard for you to understand these things. But when we opened, it was just me and George. And I was doing a lot of the work, and he was doing a lot of the work. And all these people came out of nowhere. And all of them had a lot of experience, but they all had the same belief system. And they said, let's just take good care of people. You know, let's not worry about, you know, the money will come on its own, but let's just take good care of people. And if we take good care of the people that work here and the people we work for, we'll do good. And if we fail at doing that, we'll all feel good about it.
Yes.
That we just came in and we did the best we could for ourselves and for the people around us. And if that plan doesn't work, then we're okay with that.
Well, but it sounds like it has worked.
That's kind of been our driver.
Yeah. Well, it obviously has worked. Your company's becoming more and more successful. Before we take a break, I want to give you a minute to tell us a little bit about COVID and how that's affected your business and the things that you're doing to protect your employees and your customers.
COVID is, on a business level, has been a challenge, and it was a challenge accepted. And what it drove us to really do is to look at the way we were doing business and find better ways and more efficient ways to do it, and to realize that we don't have to be in as much contact as we are. with each other. And as far as the business side of it, we've done well. We've stayed busy. We've been blessed and been able to keep our staff busy. We've been able to keep them, thank God, we've been able to acquire plenty of PPE for them, for them to go into other people's homes. But COVID, I think for every business has, and every business owner I know, has caused us to stop and think about how we do business and how much better we can do business and how much more efficiently we can do business.
Well, it sounds like you're progressing forward, and I appreciate, as I already stated, the good work that you're doing, and I hope you know how much we appreciate you supporting the programming here. Carlos Griego, he is the owner of Bosque Heating Cooling, and we'd like to have him back here for another 15 minutes or so. So, Carlos, stick with us. I hope you can stay around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tired of being quarantined? Have the pandemic blues got you down? Having a food choice crisis? Let's talk about a solution. In queso emergency, head straight for Casa Taco, winner of Albuquerque the Magazine Best of the City 3 years running. Come try the signature brisket and green chili tacos, carne asada tacos, and the amazing puffy tacos, plus much more. Convenient online ordering at casa-taco.com. Two locations in Albuquerque and one in Elephant Butte. Casa Taco.
Skip Heitzik shares a lesson with you from the story of Israel's temple.
What inspired them to finish the task was the preaching of these two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
It's amazing how God uses people to inspire change. Skip has a question for you.
What work is God calling you to? Is there something that you started, but you just sort of got discouraged and stopped pursuing? You stopped building?
Access Skip's full teaching library at connectwithskip.com. Now this.
You know, in Psalm 37, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I don't think that means just read your Bible every day and God will give you your little heart's desires. I don't think it means that.
Follow the Connect with Skip Heitzik podcast on Spotify.
He will put his desire in your heart so you have a new desire you never had before. God gave me different desires. Delight yourself in the Lord. See what desires he puts within you to finish the task.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept, and there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Carlos Griego, the owner of Bosque Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration, on the phone with us. And I said at the top of the show that Bosque is now the program sponsor for ABQ Connect. Thank you, Carlos. But I want to back up a little bit. You talked a little bit about having some interest in being in ministry, and you explained why you ended up staying in the construction trades. And I want to ask you, though, how did Jesus get a hold of you, my friend? When did that happen?
So, you know, Jim, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I came up what people would call the hard way. And so me and my brother lived on our own since I was 13 years old. And we had family members that would come in, see us, and visit, just check on us here and there. But my brother and I, you know, being I was 13 at the time. I think he was about 16. And we lived alone, and we took care of each other, and we registered each other for school. But having been young like that, I got in a lot of trouble. So I got in a lot of trouble, and one day I just decided to give my life to God, and I did. And I said, you know, God, this is kind of, we grew up in probably one of the worst neighborhoods in Albuquerque. Some people know it's called the War Zone. That's where we grew up. You know, Wyoming by the state fairgrounds is where we grew up. And I gave my life to God because our life wasn't that great at the time. And I said, you know, God, this is kind of all I know. I'm surrounded by all these people, and this is what I got. And if you're going to step in and do something. But right now, this is the only direction I know to go. And God sent an uncle in my life, and he was married to one of my aunts, and he was a business owner. And he took me in, and I started working with him. And I was real young, and he showed me how to basically communicate with people. He taught me how to run his particular kind of business, all the way to the point where, you know, I would sit, and back then we used to do business, and when you did business, you put an ad in the phone book, and I'd sit, and that's how we did our advertising, was in phone book and door to door and hand and foot is how we would do it back then. And he kind of got me into my, you know, my first little step in life to becoming a better person. And then in the meantime, I sat in church. Actually, I sat in Calvary Church for many, many of years. And I would go there every Sunday, and I was there on Wednesday. And, you know, anytime they had service, I was just trying to sit there and just be a sponge and absorb as much as I could. And for some reason, God had intervened and removed all the bad people out of my life. And he started to replace them with these good people and these good mentors. And so when I always say, hey, we're locally grown and we're locally owned, it's because I was literally grown by people in Albuquerque that just mentored me either directly or indirectly. And that's how I learned all the things I learned to do. I learned how to run a business by being in a business. I didn't go to college, unfortunately. I didn't go to UNM and get an MBA or anything like that. I just ran a business, and it worked.
Yeah, well, you're doing
something. And that was part of my job.
I want to play off of what you just said and ask you about men in general. And maybe you just want to comment about yourself. What's one thing men can do to be better spiritual leaders in their families?
I think for me, I mean, everything starts with prayer. And I think that one of the things I learned, I was married before, and this is my second marriage. And I think that one of the biggest things that I didn't do enough is I didn't pray enough, and I didn't pray enough with my family. And I think, you know, you hear the old saying, the family that prays together stays together.
Mm.
And I think sometimes we go to church, and I think that we show up in church and we do all the things, but I don't think that we take enough time to pray with our families. And I think that's big. I have a 22-year-old son, and then I have a 2-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old daughter. And my 5-year-old daughter will not go to bed unless I come and pray with her. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I got married into, luckily, a really great family. My wife's family is an amazing family. And they have these camping trips that we go on. And there'll be 15 or 25 people that go to these camping trips. And the first time I went with them on a camping trip, I told my wife, well, let's pray and we'll eat and, you know, we'll hang out. And her dad came up to me and said, do you mind praying with everybody? And I said, well, I was a little uncomfortable, but I said, sure. And that was 8 or 9 years ago. And for 8 or 9 years, this family never eats without praying. And anytime somebody gets sick and anytime somebody is having struggles, the family never freaks out. They never do anything without prayer. And I think the biggest thing is everything starts with prayer in a family. And I think as men, if we could just pray, the Bible says, I mean, if you pray, you could bring things into existence that would have never been had you not have prayed and asked for them. And I think as men, we just have to pray. We have to pray for our families. We have to pray for guidance. And we just have to pray for God to develop those things in us that we don't even know are there anymore, or we don't know that they're even existing. Mm. And I think without a life without prayer is a scary life for me. I don't know how people get through their day without praying.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, because I guarantee you that a lot of our listeners will be encouraged by those words. Carlos, what is your vision now for Bosque and your business? I know you do a lot of community work. You do a lot of giving. You love on your employees. Tell me where you guys expect to go forward in the future.
Looking towards the future over the next 10 years, is really, I think that over the past roughly 3 years now, we've started to gain some market relevance where people know who we are. And I think that in 10 years, of course, it would be to be a household name. But more importantly, it would be the vision for Vosk has always been to really build a culture of people that inspires people to be better people. Mm. And I think that as Christians, we're the same way. And I had a, you know, and I'm really, really committed to not just our customers, but to our employees. And I had a mentor one time tell me, I think you're a little overcommitted in your relationships, because when those relationships didn't work out, they were very emotionally stressful on me. And I sat, man, I might have thought about it for 6 to 7 months. And I said, well, biblically, isn't that what we're called to do, is to be overly committed on our side? I mean, shouldn't we be there for the people around us and be a little bit more committed than they are because they need it? And I think that if we could inspire people to realize that all Christians, even baby Christians and new Christians, they're all under grace, but they're all under process, and we all have to overcommit a little bit ourselves, and show them through example by our actions and our deeds, you know, that we could be better people and we could take care of each other, and we could do more if we would just stop focusing on ourselves and start focusing on each other. And our model at work is don't think less of yourself, just think about yourself less and focus on the people around you. And if you do that, I promise you'll always be okay, no matter what happens. And for Bosque to grow and to develop and to be able to touch more houses and to go into more places and have that culture and that attitude, I just think in general, we could slowly start to make Albuquerque and New Mexico a little bit better of a place for everybody to live and for our kids to grow up in.
Carlos, thank you so much for spending time with us today on ABQ Connect. And again, we appreciate you becoming the prime show sponsor for ABQ Connect. And I love talking with you. We've developed a friendship. Love to see your face, though. And I'm sorry this COVID thing is kind of interfering with this.
Well, next time I'll be there. Unexpectedly, it didn't work out this time, but I hope to see you soon. And hopefully when things calm down, we could get together and have lunch or something like that.
That sounds great. Carlos, thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim. You have a great day. Thank you.
And we're going to be back. We'll be back after these messages. We're going to have Stephanie Kennedy. She is the Republican Party chairperson for Congressional District 1. Stay with us. We'll be right back.